Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,423. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
Hey, you, hard to men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's meat and potatoes as dips, cheeses, and whips. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun of the listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clap, drinkity John.
All right, here we go. A man calls 911 to tell the cops that he shot a naked man who was knocking on his door. Meanwhile, a teacher's aide on a Zoom call looks like he's doing that funny thing where he'll need to wipe the floor. Sailor falls off ship, floats for 14 hours, clinging to floating debris. At Michigan Library, venomous spiders and snakes are what students didn't want to see. And three high-end Jeeps are stolen from one Miami neighborhood, all in different locations, within 20 minutes. None have been found. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel. That's a cue, bro.
Oh, there it is.
We will spin the category wheel. And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Tyler, who enjoys Wrigley Spearmint Dumb, and found a way to answer 14 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the toes and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,423. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back in the house. Tends meat potatoes. You got some cheeses. You got some dips. We're going to be eating like a Super Bowl party pretty much.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Good news on cheese, though.
Okay, is it a health thing or is it more of a taste thing?
It's a health thing. So if you're into cheese, chef's got you.
I am into cheese. I'm very glad that, sadly, you couldn't get your hands on prunes today.
What is your favorite cheese? This is a tough question for a lot of people out there. What is your if you had one cheese, you know what I mean?
I don't know, because it depends what I'm eating.
Yeah.
You know,
for the rest of my life, mozzarella.
I think I'm going to go, because of the pizza aspect of it.
Well, like cold mozzarella is good. I like it in a caprese salad?
I like provolone a lot, like Gouda. So cheese is coming up with a head chef and tense meat potatoes. All right, and today is the day we play a game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy is Tyler. Took him 14 questions to painfully get one right. And every time we do play the game known as Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. Now, last time we played Big Dummy, we were all set for the kickoff of the KISW 50th anniversary weekend and all that stuff. So we went back in time a little bit and looked at some of the music that KISW has played over the years. Now, keep in mind, the station musically, as far as the format of rock music, it's changed a lot over the years.
Sure.
As far as the popular bands and everything else are concerned. But we went back and we picked four bands that were actually played on these airwaves and said, look, if we could bring one of these bands back, just for, you know, a week or so, what band would you like to hear get on KISW? So your choices, we went back to 1982 for the number one hit from Toto. The song was Africa.
Of course, what other song would we have possibly put out
there? Yeah. And then we had Alanis Morissette. I believe that was from 1992. I believe it was Jagged Little Pill was the...
That was the album.
That was the album that came in. I Want to Know or whatever the hell the song was we played.
Ironic? I don't know.
You Ought to Know?
You Ought to Know.
No. You Ought to Know.
We played Ironic. We played You Ought to Know. We actually had a couple of people who either emailed or texted us in and said, you guys never played this crap.
Yes, we did.
Okay, so here's what you need to know. Ryan Castle does a little thing on Saturday and Sunday at noon called 25 from 50.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes he'll go about, like this week, for example, all the Rising Star concert bands that are performed throughout the year. Some of those concerts are like $2-3.
Yeah.
He's featuring those bands. Time before that, he went back to 1971. The music, by the way.
I was listening to 1971. That one, it was great.
It was, I mean, horribly amazing.
It really was.
But if you listen to this, he's going to feature different years. You will hear a lot of this crap. Mm-hmm. So you'll say like, oh my God, okay, we're not lying to you. These bands actually got played.
Well, it's amazing because people were like, there's no way you play this. Like, we play, was it Fortunate Sons? Mm-hmm. Is that the name of the band? We play them now. Somebody's Sons, right?
Glorious Sons.
Glorious. I mean, that leans super heavy pop.
Oh, yeah.
And trust me, 15 years from now, someone's saying, you didn't play them. I'm like, we did. I listened to them this morning.
Because every time we hear this, we're like, coming up tonight, and it'll all do WB.
Yeah, they're the band that sounds like Rush.
Exactly. Bryan Adams was played on this radio station in 1984. Summer of 69 was the big two. And the other, Hootie and the Blowfish. From 1994, the song was Hold Your Hand. Here was the voting as we bring a legendary band back to the KISW airwaves. The band that you wanted to maybe not hear so much, Alanis Morissette. She got 20% of the vote, although the voting was tight. Bryan Adams, Summer of 69, came in third at 21%. Toto in Africa was second at 27%. Overwhelmingly, the band that you wanted us to bring back to the airwaves, that would be Hootie and the Blowfish from 1994. The album was Cracked View Mirror.
Cracked Rear View.
And the tune was Hold My Hand, and 32%
of. How many times did you vote, Ted?
Hold my
I vote,
hand.
You know, I don't usually vote that often, but I voted a few times. By the way, I started some burner accounts.
By the way, Ted and I were talking about this in the office earlier on a little side note here. If you are a Hootie fan, by any stretch of the imagination, Post Malone's got a... He's doing a song for a Pokemon type deal that's going to air Friday night.
Correct.
Kind of like a Pokemon online concert. Don't ask me. Either way, he's covering Hootie and the Blowfish.
He is.
And Only Want to Be With You. And I listened to it this morning and I'm like, this is goddamn brilliant. So if you like Hootie, check that out. That's a good tune.
I'm going to also age myself. That is arguably one of the best sports videos of all time.
Who's in it?
Like, Chris Berman's in it, Dan Marino's in it, because he's throwing passes to Darius Rucker.
Really?
There's like, it's like Hootie and the Blowfish, the team, tries to play some NBA players. Like, god damn.
I do not remember this at all.
It's amazing.
Really?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, they were pretty well
affiliated. I don't know why I seem so offended.
They were pretty
really?
Well. They were pretty well affiliated with sports back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of part of their thing.
And at that point, SportsCenter, like, SportsCenter is still on.
Right, right.
But ESPN is, like, SportsCenter used to be, like, prime time.
It was a cultural thing.
Yeah.
So this week on the Men's Room poll, we were talking last week on the program about the fact that our own Steve the Thrill Hill, somehow you got stuck on a Time Life presentation. Of
it's not somehow. It's that I'm flipping around, and it was Time Life, their typical like hour-long infomercial, but is it like rock ballads? Something like that. Anyway, it's like this 9-CD set, but they're playing like all the 70s, 80s, and 90s terrible music that you love.
Sure.
And I mean, it's 100% rock guilty pleasures, right? So, like, it's Whitesnake and all this stuff. And I realize I watched this whole goddamn thing and I'm kind of rocking out to it. To put it in perspective, all you need to know is that this entire infomercial was hosted by the salesperson here was Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon.
And some lovely lady with him. Remember these songs?
That's exactly.
I sure do.
That was incredible.
I played a lot of them, to be honest with you.
You know, they just don't make music like that. Oh, they sure don't.
So what we decided to do, and it's only a half an hour. Keep in mind, you're only going to have to power through one of these for a half an hour. But we have some choices. On which would you rather sit through? And we start with the infomercial. Now, believe it or not, the infomercial has not been around that long. It's within some of your lifetimes. Ted, barely within yours. The FCC decided in 1981 that they were going to lift the prohibition on program length advertisements. They did that for radio and television.
Yeah, because they're paying for it.
So that was the first time that a show was basically one half-hour long advertisement.
And that's how we got Ron Popeil, Billy Mays, all this stuff.
So some of the worst infomercials, and when they say some of the worst infomercials, and we mean the best, here are some of those half-hour programs you could watch back in the day. Of course, we had the Snuggie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how many...
How do you need 30 minutes for a
Snuggie?
You can
describe what you can do with a Snuggie.
Here's a bathrobe. Wear it backwards. Mm-hmm. Done.
There's also something called the Better Marriage Blanket.
Better. Yeah.
The Better Marriage Blanket. Did that have something where you couldn't put your cold feet on someone else, or did it have
pocket for your wife?
Right, yeah. What is it? What is the Better Marriage Blanket? It's just a real small blanket, so you have to sit real close to each other?
Maybe it's soaked in red wine and chocolate. I don't know.
That's what I was about to say, yeah. The cushioning inside is money.
We also had the Shake Weight for Men. You guys remember the Shake Weight?
Oh, yes, yeah. That was big
around
here.
That was a pretty big one. Slap Chop, which to me was mesmerizing.
I would still use a Slap Chop, I think.
I would use the Slap Chop. I just couldn't invest 30 minutes watching someone use a Slap Chop. Right. Like, you get it.
Believe it or not, before the Snuggie came into fashion...
George isn't at home.
There was something called the wearable towel. The wearable towel.
This is the Better Marriage Blanket.
Problem in the marriage bed?
Oh, he's farting.
It's got a charcoal filter in
That's
the
not a bad
blanket.
Call.
Huh.
We didn't even have the volume up. It says the Better Marriage Blanket. It shows a woman in bed. She sits up abruptly and starts fanning her nose while looking angrily in a direction.
I never would have put
that
together.
Right.
Half an hour of, hey, man, disguise this fart with some charcoal. what else do we have? Oh, we have the Doc Bottoms Aspray.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Is that for the toilet, I guess?
I think it was for your ass.
So you just spray it? And
on
it's like
your butt, yeah.
Okay, all right. We have blue blocker sunglasses. That's big in the fishing community right there. And blue blockers. You can see all the way down the bottom of that leg.
Blue blockers are legit.
No, they work.
Yeah, yeah. Great. What else do we have here? We have the potty putter. This was a green that you put around your toilet.
Oh, right, right.
And you could put it between your legs there as you sat down and used the bathroom. The wearable towel, which was basically a robe. Shocking. There's a thing called the T-Bear, and let me describe this to you the best I can. Think about a little teddy bear that's about 8 inches tall. So it's a tiny teddy bear, right? Now, the idea is you put the teddy bear, ladies, between your breasts. And when you're driving, it helps with the car seat as it comes across
your
breast.
Yeah.
Or your seatbelt. It gives you a little bit of a break from the strain moving down there. There's also Miss Cleo's Psychic Friends Network.
Yep.
We have the Popeil Automatic Pasta Maker. There's all kinds of things that you could watch for in half an hour. So
you're missing selection. You're missing the goat of infomercials.
Which one's that?
Oh man, it just left my brain. The girls are half dressed.
Girls Gone Wild.
Girls Gone Wild.
Someone here already said that the Girls Gone Wild infomercial. And listen, I never ordered that, but every time that infomercial came on, I certainly sat there and watched.
There's also the Rejuvenique Electrical facial mask. That's
I used to watch a lot of Thighmaster infomercials too.
Okay.
Someone here says, I love infomercials. I still sit through them. Flex Steel, Power XL air fryers. I routinely sit and watch them just for the hell of it.
Now, we're going to take the Time Life infomercial and just make it its own thing. Granted, you're buying music, you're buying a CD collection. So it's a little bit different, all right? So, Time Life has this may be or maybe not the one you watched. It's called The Power of Love. Take a romantic journey through the greatest love songs of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Bring home the most memorable romantic hits. Includes complete liner notes with photos and stories about the band.
That may have been it.
You get a bonus CD with 18 of the most feel-good love songs ever written.
You know me.
Michael Bolton, Chicago, Peter Frampton, Whitney Houston, Manilow, Elton John. 150 songs on 9 CDs for $134.95. That is the power of life.
I think that's the one I watched.
Time Life presentation. That's number 2. Local access television. That would be the other half hour you'd have to sit through. Keep in mind, local access can be a lot of different things.
It is a lot of different things.
It's basically, you are allowed, believe it or not, to have access to the public airwaves. And an access channel gives you that, and you can present your show, and they're probably going to give you a slot if they need to put on some additional programming. It is just that easy. And then finally, we have C-SPAN 3. There's C-SPAN 1, there's C-SPAN 2, and there is C-SPAN 3.
Who demanded C-SPAN 3? People made fun of C-SPAN. And even when C-SPAN went to C-SPAN 2, you're like, for who and for what? The fact that they're now on 3, like, guys.
Here's what you missed already. The Surgeon General nominee, Dr. Vivek Murthy, an assistant health nominee, testifying at a confirmation hearing. We also had the White House press secretary briefing today. The Maine governor delivering the State of Maine budget address. Sorry to tell you already missed that. That was at about 11:13.
Damn it, man.
Republican Tom O'Halloran's coming on to talk. Also, the open phone lines. And how could we forget as we get into the evening programming, the presidency, Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson in conversation.
Benjamin Franklin won the president.
Well, they call it the presidency, isn't it?
I just saw Franklin talking
Benjamin
to Jefferson.
Franklin and Thomas Jefferson in conversation, yes.
I think we should make the turkey a big deal.
Then the next show after that is the presidency, Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin in friendship, followed by Thomas and Jefferson's life and legacy, and Thomas Jefferson's White House. So you get a lot of Thomas Jefferson if you're checking out C-SPAN.
Dude, if you go to C-SPAN 4, there's Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin uncut.
Get out of here. So that's our poll. Which would you rather sit through for a half an hour? Will it be an infomercial, a Time Life presentation, local access, or C-SPAN 3. All right, the game is Big Dummy 206-421-ROCK. Steve, do we have a contestant ready to play the big game?
Hot and heavy in the White House with Ben Franklin.
Hello, Nigel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, Nigel.
Hola. Nigel, nice. Sober, not sober. Nigel?
You kidding me?
Hello?
Yeah, there you are. You there, Nigel? Are you sober or not sober today?
I am sober.
All right, Nigel, welcome to the program. Okay, what are you going to sit through for an hour or a half hour in our men's room poll? Infomercial, Time Life presentation, local access, or C-SPAN 3?
C-SPAN 3.
Oops. What?
Sorry.
Be my last
I mean,
choice.
None of these. I'm taking Time Life because I was so enthralled by Kevin Cronin.
You already watched it?
And his hosting styles, yeah.
And before you know it, it's over. You already killed a half an hour.
Does Time Life do anything other than, as far as their infomercials go, is there anything other than music?
Didn't they do books for a while?
Okay.
Kind of like do they not do movies? Like Time Life collection of maybe. Like documentaries?
I feel like the only thing I've seen on TV was music. Because books, I mean, like you can play the clip of the song. I'm like, all right, I like this song. But the book, I mean, what do they have, like guest reading? All right, Nigel, here is your first question. What actress replaced Shannon Doherty on the TV show Charmed?
Ooh.
Oh, did you say that question again?
I sure can. What actress replaced Shannon Doherty on the TV show Charmed? She kind of popped back in the news 3 or 4 years ago. She was not happy.
I don't even know the TV show.
Was it Alyssa Milano?
Nope. She'd been out of the spotlight for a while. She came back, but when she came back, it wasn't for acting. I mean, she was pissed. Started an entire movement.
Rose McGowan.
She was on our program once.
What's that?
She was on the show once.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Vaguely.
Charmed. Like, I didn't really watch that. It was attractive.
Oh, no. Listen, I never watched the show. I know who was on it. Because
right,
I'm like,
I could see, like, the picture right now, the three of them.
That, I think we're picturing the exact same thing. Never watched the show, but I like everyone on it. All right, your question. What popular summer fruit comes in Jubilee and Chubby Gray flavors?
Ooh.
Hello?
Can you hear us, Nigel?
Sorry, it's breaking out.
All right, the question. What popular summer fruit comes in Jubilee and Chubby Gray variety?
Ooh, I know this.
Jubilee and Chubby Gray?
Chubby Gray. Which will be my porn name in about 10 years.
Chubby Gray.
That's what happens when you die.
I don't know. I'm just going to go out on a limb. plum.
What's that?
I said I'm going to go out on a limb. I have no idea. So well, I'm just going to say a plum.
A plum.
No, it's cherries.
Nope.
Watermelon.
Oh, damn it.
Watermelon. I know you're thinking Jubilee, right?
Yeah, Jubilee cherries.
Mm-hmm. Nigel, I don't know about you. I can't wait for the summer to get here and plum season.
All right, your question. What is the first possible property that you can purchase in Monopoly?
The railroad?
Nah, is it Bettner?
Nope. Come on, Dave.
Baltic.
All right, there, Nigel. Multiple choice question for you. You're driving down the road. How long are the white dashes in between lanes on a highway or interstate? 3, 5, 8, or 10 feet long?
3 feet.
Oddly enough, they're 10 feet long, but they said the average person, when you ask them without multiple choice, they believe 2. Because we're driving fast enough to go by quick. 10 feet long.
Wow.
Your question. What is Ozzy Osbourne's real first name? John, James, or Kevin?
I'm going to say John.
Okay.
There you go.
Now. You are correct. Very John good. Osborne.
Mm-hmm. Game is Big Dummy. We'll take a quick break and come back with a brand new contestant. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-421.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Game is a big coming. 206-421-ROCKS. We have a brand new contestant ready to play the big game.
Yes, we do. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Happy Chinooka.
Hola!
Happy Chinooka.
Happy Chinooka.
Steve, you sober, not sober?
20 years plus sober.
All right, good for you, Steve.
I'm like 20 years plus drunk.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I was there, man.
You should celebrate with a big old potato locky when you get home. All right, Steve, which would you rather sit through at our men's room poll, an infomercial, Time Life presentation, local access television, or C-SPAN 3?
You know, I always used to think those Girls Gone Wild commercials were not long enough. They're always 2 minutes. I needed four. So I'm going to go with an infomercial as long as it's Girls Gone Wild.
Okay. Now there you go.
Volume 1, 2, 3 through 54, I believe.
So many parents so proud to see those commercials.
Every spring break location, like Girls Gone Wild, Panama City.
Mm-hmm.
Girls Gone Wild, Key West.
Yeah,
it's just like every single spot.
You fish where the fish are.
I had it taken care of.
All right, here is your question. In the game of Battleship, how many hits does it take to sink an aircraft carrier?
I'm going to guess 5.
You just heard it, sir.
One and done.
Nice one job, Steve. And done.
That's what happens when you have a clean head. Game is Big Dummy 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
What's up,
Mike? Hola. Mike, are you sober or not sober?
Currently sober.
All right. Welcome to the show, Mike. What are you taking on our men's room poll? Half an hour. You got to sit through one. Infomercial, Time Life presentation, local access, or C-SPAN 3.
Going infomercial.
Infomercial, all right.
Anyone in particular?
Yep, Girls Gone Wild, you know.
Girls Gone Wild, was that an actual half-hour infomercial? Yeah.
So they had both. They had 60-second commercial, 30-second commercials. Then if you stayed up long enough, there was a 30-minute.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I want to say, like, after 11:30, if you were still awake, then you got the long form.
Ibiza, yeah, Cancun, all around the world, Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah, basically, if you were watching USA's up all night on a Friday night.
And I was.
Yeah.
For the kind of the same reason.
Yeah, silk stockings.
It all bled together, brother. All right, multiple choice question for you.
Yep.
Taiwan, Hong Kong, Vietnam, or Laos? Which Asian nation was formerly known as Formosa?
I don't know. Laos?
Taiwan.
Taiwan. You know, I don't know a ton about Taiwan.
Neither do I.
But I feel like every summer I hear about Taiwan because they're really good at Little League Baseball.
You know what? That is a good point. You definitely hear about Little League. And I know a lot of things are made there.
Yeah, so I was going to say, half the stuff I had when I grew up was made in Taiwan.
More than China. I feel like Taiwan specialized in kids' stuff. China specialized in adult stuff. Like all my parents' stuff made in China. Everything I had as a kid made in Taiwan. Didn't matter what it was.
Curious.
All right, question. What 1983 film was originally titled The Menace and eventually titled The Shame of a Nation?
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm clueless on that one.
All right. What year? It was a 1983 film. It was originally titled The Menace. Eventually, they subtitled it The Shame of a Nation. Ted, I'll give you a hint. You should goddamn know it. You, of all the people I know, should know this.
Oh, man.
So it's called The Menace, originally. All right. Then they changed the name, but the subtitle...
And it was a movie.
It was a movie.
Not a series.
It was a... no, it was a movie. Cinematic movie. You love this movie.
In 82?
83. I'll give you... well, no, I don't want to say that. We have a friend who's in Colombia.
Oh, Scarface.
Scarface, yes.
Yeah.
You see the hint there, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, your next question.
That's, you know, it's funny, right? Because our friend is in Medellin right now.
Yeah.
And then I have another buddy that moved down there.
Really?
Yeah.
By the way, I texted our friend down there based on the cigarette you told me.
Yeah.
That he was smoking. I said, you can't be any, right?
I'm kidding. He's bringing me back.
He goes, I'll bring you back. These are, so if you're familiar with certain cigarettes, they have Camel Crushes, right? You crush the filter, it can become a menthol cigarette.
Yeah.
Apparently, in Colombia, they have these crushes, but it becomes a menthol and watermelon flavored.
Yes.
Too.
Right. It could be either or you could have both.
Right. So he said, I'll bring you back a pack. I said, I'll take a hard pass on that. And Miles was like, F that. So texting him back.
Yeah, I don't even smoke cigarettes. Those sound good.
I'm going to carry them around everywhere and just blow somebody's mind. Here, brother, try this.
No, next time someone wants to bubble smoke, there you go.
Hey, man, seriously.
That's right. My other buddy lives in Bogota. Either way, we know Colombia, all right?
Yeah, that's right.
He's down there marching.
By the way, you know Scarface is a remake. It was originally about Al Capone.
That's what I'd heard.
And then they adapted it to the Cubans coming over.
They kind of adapted it because that chick who basically funded Miami.
Yeah.
The Ruthless. So, loosely based on her. That's, I think they made the right choice.
I think we got question number three here, Mike.
Question for you. In what state would you find Fort Knox?
Kentucky.
You got it.
Well done, sir.
Good job.
Well done. Has anyone ever been to Fort Knox?
I never have.
My grandfather went there. He's like, you got to go, man. It's amazing.
But I mean, is it? So I guess they'll give you a tour, but.
Yeah, it's just cool to see a big sheet of money.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's where the gold is.
That's where the gold is. They have a mint there, too.
Do they?
Yeah, they have all kinds of money and all that stuff.
I don't know.
It's kind of like a museum of the Treasury Department.
But you don't have to go to Kentucky. You can take the tour in D.C.
You can take it in Philly.
Sheet of money.
Yeah, you can take it in Denver.
Do they show you gold when they're there?
I don't know about that.
See, here's my problem with that kind of thing, right? So if I go to an art museum, chances are I've been dragged there, but I never want to steal the art off the walls. If I go to like a natural history museum, I'm fascinated. I don't want to steal any bones. If I'm going to hang out with money or go to a distillery, like I want to rob you.
Yeah.
All right, like, okay. I don't want to go there unless I
can. But I've seen $1 million in cash at a casino in Vegas.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And you're right, that urge is there. But also, there's like that fear. As soon as you look at it, you're like, oh my God. Like,
that's a lot of money.
I know.
You just know there's cameras and everything
else.
Let
me ask you this.
No
way. Okay. Can you go and just buy a gold bar?
I don't believe so.
All right. So, okay.
But even if I had the money, whatever the exchange is.
For example, Ted, let's say I'm on the market, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm buying gold.
You can buy gold in the market.
I'm going to buy gold in the market. What if I determine that I just want my gold? You know what I mean? I'm going to cash out. Here's my, just give me the gold. I bought the gold. Do I get the gold back?
I could be wrong, but I think they would give you, like, money.
Right.
As opposed to, like,
to the gold.
Keeping the gold.
I want the gold.
But what? But
so,
if at the
so
point that
it's
I'm
always
exchanging
on,
it.
It's always on loan, then. It's never mine to buy.
Like, why That's would I buy this?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like a future. But I want the gold. Like, if I buy the gold, then I want it in a bag, and I want it in my room.
Because it's like buying a cheeseburger, and they're like, we're not going to serve it to you.
But we guarantee you maybe later on this cheeseburger will be worth more money.
Right. We'll make it.
Yeah, I know. But,
and it's like, but like, I want my gold.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I want some gold. I want a gold bar. People come to my house, like, check this thing out.
I would not show anyone my gold bar.
Well, I mean, it'd just be kind of cool.
Until they steal it.
Well, yeah, that's going to happen, too. Anyway. Game's Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant? Ready to play the big game?
Hell, I'd rob you if you had a gold bar.
That's what I'm saying. Right in front of you. Like, go ahead and call the cake and tell
me.
Check
how heavy it is. This is amazing.
Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, Johnny.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Johnny, you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Sober Johnny, welcome to the show.
And by the way, a comment just came in. It says, I went to basic training at Fort Knox. Never saw the gold or any money. It's a male-only Army basic training for tank crews and ordnance mostly.
Okay. Johnny, have you ever thought about being a John?
I am a John, but I just go by John. It's Russian Johnny.
Russian Johnny.
Yeah, I went for Russia a couple times. Anyway, thrill. What question?
You know, Johnny, thrill. You've ever brought that up to us before. Just every time you call. Every single time. Why don't you just move back to Russia?
I don't know. It's cold.
You're like the California of, you know, Asia.
Of Russia.
Yeah. Well, they don't have that in Russia. You know?
All right. Quick question for Thrill, though. If his windows are still drafty, all you got to do is call and pull the trigger. You get some custom-made windows.
Trust me, they're still drafty. They didn't suddenly get better and stop being. The problem is this. The dude that built the house, he was like off-the-boat Italian when he built it. He's also a mason. And he hired a bunch of his Italian buddies to come across the ocean and help him build a house, which is fantastic. It's a well-built house. Years ago, when we realized you could blow out the candle by putting it in the window, we got the windows. None of the things are standard.
All we do is custom.
Yeah,
the $2,000 is this.
I'm not saying we can't get them redone. I'm saying when I looked at the price difference, I'm like, baby, put another log in the fireplace, put on a hoodie, and buy a blanket.
It sounds a little illegal.
What's that?
You got a house that was built by a guy that was straight off the boat from Italy.
Correct.
And now the guy that's going to help you out is Johnny from Russia.
Yeah. Russian Johnny.
Russian Johnny. Like, what is going on?
Where are my gold bars? Hey, Johnny, which would you rather sit through? An infomercial, Time Life presentation, local access, or C-SPAN 3?
I'll tell you what, I can sit through watching Suzanne Summers doing that Thigh Master in an infomercial for hours.
Okay.
Yep, I watched that one too, Johnny.
And everyone understood.
Johnny,
I don't know if anyone even bought a Thigh Master, but I bet you that had some of the highest ratings for any infomercial
ever. She's not nearly as good looking as the women in Russia.
Well, dude, even to this day.
I'll tell you about 40.
Even to this day, if you go to a huge, gym, global gym, we'll call them.
All right.
Like, if you see somebody on one of those machines where they're just, opening and closing, it's just all right.
Because it's never, I've never seen an ugly person do it.
Then it's never not awkward. You know, it's like watching somebody eat, and you look at them right as they're eating.
Especially like a banana or something.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't care who's, the legs are spread open, you made eye contact, it's like, oh, this is awkward.
I'm just going to keep watching at that point. All right, here's your question. What country grows the most avocados?
Ooh, is that Mexico?
There you go.
We got a good choice.
Nice job, Johnny. Nice job.
Avocados from Mexico.
They're not as good as the ones in Russia. Game is Big Dummy. 206-421 Rock. Do we have a brand new contestant ready to play the big game?
In Russia, avocados, grenade.
You know, I'm Russian Johnny.
We know, Johnny.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on today, guys?
Don, you sober, not sober?
Sober, considering I'm driving home, but I don't drink, so.
All right, there's no problem there, Don. All right, a men's room poll. Which would you rather sit through? Infomercial, Time Life presentation, local access, or C-SPAN 3?
Well, it'd have to be the infomercial, considering you're talking about Suzanne Summers, and she was smoking hot when I was a young man.
Okay.
Yep.
Probably not bad looking now.
It'd be the infomercial.
Okay.
All right, here is your question. In the 1990 cinematic masterpiece that is Home Alone, which actor, who's now deceased, improvised all of his lines?
Don't know. Robin Williams?
That's not a bad guess. I don't think he was in the movie.
He did it as a favor. Whatever Hughes, whichever guy directed it, this actor did it as a favor. He wasn't originally contracted or scheduled to be in it. He said, all right, I'll tell you what. I'll do the movie. Give me the script. He sees the general premise and says, look, I'll play this particular guy, but just let me ad-lib and have the actors follow along.
Joe Pesci?
John Candy.
Hmm.
So when he picks up Catherine O'Hare in the back, he's in there.
Oh, yeah, he's in the polka band.
Right, and they drive her back.
Nice.
So every single line that John, and therefore actress Catherine O'Hara, how she responded to him, she just had to roll along with him. Because he said, look, I'll do the movie for real cheap. Because he had something else to do and said, but I just want to do I'll play the character, but just leave me alone. And they did, and that's what you see.
Hmm. Interesting.
Now it makes it funny.
I gotta watch Home Alone.
Seriously, because he's just spitting lines out just to see what the other actors around him will do. All right, your question. The Pythagorean theorem applies to what kind of triangle?
Can you repeat that?
The Pythagorean theorem applies to what kind of triangle?
Is that an isosceles?
Obtuse?
Right. Right.
The
right.
A squared plus B squared. Okay, yeah. I think it's C squared. That makes sense.
Okay, right.
Yes.
And somebody just chimed in and says, I'm looking at a bird girl right now on the at the gym on the leg spreader machine. Thanks, Thrill. All right, well, it happens.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea what that machine even does.
I don't know, but you can't help but
watch. You ever used it, Miles?
Which one?
The Thigh Master.
It opens up and then they're closing it.
Yeah, I know exactly what it works.
I'm dead
it's
serious.
It's the one thing that you can do for that. Completely. Yeah, that's all.
What, just groin?
It's, yeah, no, it's your, yeah, I mean.
Huh.
Exactly.
I'm still not following you. Spell it out for me.
All right. It works the gooch.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you feel it in between your.
Then why do I need a strong gooch? You know what I mean? Like, I have the tough and
I'm telling you.
You're saying this plays into the erection.
That and squats. The, yes. I'm not kidding.
I might be getting a thigh mask.
Ask any physical trainer, therapist, doctor. There's two exercises you can do. Right. Squats and that. Out and in.
All right. So you can look like the Arm & Hammer logo. All right. Your question.
It's Saturday night.
That's right. Which actor played the role of Dawson on the TV show Dawson's Creek?
Never watched it. No idea who it is. I've
never watched it.
Is that the Beak?
It is the Beak. James Vanderbeek.
Vanderbeek, okay.
He's kind of becoming one of those guys in life that people like more and more as time goes on.
Because he's always him.
Yeah.
Like, he never plays a role anymore. He shows up as James Vanderbeek.
And he's not an a-hole anymore.
Yeah.
Like, a couple years ago, he's like, yeah, I was an a-hole for a while.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we get it. You were rich. You were young.
Now he has kids.
Mm-hmm. Right. All of a sudden.
Changes the dynamic a little bit.
So now the only people that think he's an a-hole are his kids. All right. What do spelunkers explore? What do spelunkers explore?
That would be caves.
Yeah,
dark caves.
Very good. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Oh, you know her, you love her. Hello, Stoner Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy! Hola, Big Dolas.
Hola. Jen, welcome to the show. Our men's room poll. Which would you rather sit through? Infomercial, Time Life Presentation, Local Access, or C-SPAN 3?
I gotta go Time Life.
Time Life. Do you think you'd end up buying a collection?
No, I used to watch them as a kid.
Okay.
Man, you're living on the edge there.
Well, I know you didn't buy them as a kid because it was $150.
Right.
The problem is, like I said, I sat through that whole infomercial, and I'm like, you know what, man, I'm actually considering this. But again, I'm a vinyl guy. I couldn't play a CD if I wanted to, but it's all CD.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you lost your business. And the only people you're appealing to are people my age. So there's a good chance they like vinyl, too. We're getting old now. All right, here's your question. The zodiac sign Capricorn refers to what animal?
Is it a sheep?
You're close. As a hint, I'd say Tom Brady or Michael Jordan.
A goat.
Goat.
Huh.
Oh, goat.
I didn't know that.
I think most people only know their own.
Yeah, everyone seems to know their own, and after that,
Aquarius. What's Aquarius? Just a guy pouring water?
Is that like the merman with the bucket of water dumping it or something?
Dude who's got a bucket of water. I don't know if he's like a fireman or what.
I don't know. He looks like he'd be married to the Starbucks logo.
I don't know. I'm a Capricorn.
What is that?
The goat. You just asked.
Oh, Jesus Christ, right? I'm like, what the hell is the Capricorn? Oh, the question I just asked.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jen, here is your question. What was the name for the German mercenaries who fought against the Americans during the Revolutionary War? You'll probably remember from elementary school when I said.
Oh, goodness. This is going to make me look dumb.
Yeah, that's what will make you look dumb.
I remember from elementary school?
Mm-hmm.
The Purple Nurples.
That was a long time ago.
The Wet Willies.
Swirly.
The Hessians.
I've never heard of
them. What?
Really? Hessians? You guys are near this? All right, Rochester school system. Yeah, it was when the Brits are battling the colonists and Revolutionary Wars group. Now, the odd thing is this. So we kept hearing about the Hessians. Brits paid them to fight on their side. I did not find out that Hessians were German until I researched the squad. So I'd always heard of the Hessians.
They brought their own guys in from other places.
Yeah, basically.
All right.
All right, your question. What war saw the use of tanks in battle for the first time?
World War II?
One.
World War II.
Got it.
Question four, Jen.
I should have said one. I was going to say one, but then I said
two. The next time, listen to your brain.
You were going out. I was going to marry a supermodel.
I was going to.
Right, yeah. I was going to have a 10-inch
penis. Go with your gut. Just go with your gut.
But then it stopped at about four.
All right. I got tired.
Exactly.
All right, multiple choice there for you, Jen. A man by the name of James Ritty, he invented what? The electric razor, the cash register, the grocery cart, or the water fountain? So electric razor, cash register, grocery cart, or water fountain?
Let's go cash register.
Okay.
Oh.
Very good, Jen.
There you go. Now you sound smart.
Huh. Mm. He invented the cash register.
He invented the cash register. I would have never guessed. That's why I made a multiple choice. I'm like, no one's going to know who invented the freaking cash register.
Hmm.
Unless it were like Johnny Cash, but he's known for something else.
Okay. More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-421-ROCK.